Ichabod Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Mr. Barrington.
Faculty elevator, ground floor.
Get in, Chloe, hurry.
Getting in.
Mr. Barrington, I'd like to have a word.
Come on, close.
It's not closing.
Mr. Barrington.
Oh my God.
You're confused, I don't blame you. It all started when I rescued Power U from the plutonium leak, ended up on an ice planet in another galaxy, and rescued the Empress, who then tried to mind meld with me so she could control my every move. Luckily, I escaped, but before I did, during the mind meld process, the Empress discovered I had a locked memory. Freaky, right? And the memory was tied to some strange tune that she hummed, and now it's all I hear in my head. So when I told my bestie Chloe about it, well, she suggested I use something called the Alpha Accelerator to unlock my memory. Only problem was, it was a very dangerous machine created by a supervillain and kept under lock and key in Radcliffe Chamber, which is totally off limits to students. Are you following this, diary? Because I know it sounds a little crazy. Anyway, that's when I got the big idea to tap into the power of a superhero called Copycat. Well, things didn't quite work out as I planned, and I got stuck as a teenage Mr. Barrington.
Elevator, hold the doors.
Elevator doors holding for Miss Fernsby.
Oh my god.
Chloe, use your elemental power.
To do what?
Fog up her glasses or something?
Genius.
Mr. Barrington. Oh, my glasses. What in heavens?
Score.
Hi, Miss Fernsby.
Who?
It's Chloe, Miss Fernsby.
Oh, Miss Green. I can't see out of this. Quite foggy.
Yeah, they look pretty bad. You might want to get them checked out, Miss Fernsby.
But they're brand new. Let me take them off. Oh, can't see a thing without them.
Mr. Barrington is helping me with some research for a paper, Miss Fernsby.
Oh, using faculty facilities to help a student, Mr. Barrington. Hello? Mr. Barrington?
Drew!
Sorry, Miss Fernsby. Terrible allergies today.
Yes, your voice sounds rather pinched. Aren't we a pair? You a case of the stuffies and me blind as a bat. Anyway, I wanted to discuss my sister's accommodation. I would appreciate it if you would put her on the other end of the campus, far away from me.
Sure, Miss Fursby. Whatevs.
Whatevs? Your tongue is getting as lazy as the students at this school. Anyway, it's bad enough just knowing that vile woman is breathing the same air. Thank you, Mr. Barrington.
No prob.
Prob?
No problem. Achoo!
Good. And take something for those allergies, Mr. Barrington. And while you're at it, put some meat on your bones. You may be a blurry sight to me right now, but I can still tell you look quite thin.
Elevator doors closing.
Oh, my glasses seem to be fine. Mr. Barrington?
Gee, we just made it.
I know.
Power University private faculty study area.
This is the private faculty study room.
Okay. Let me fire up the desktop.
Enter password.
Enter the password to the PowerU Central computer.
Access granted.
Pulling up information on Copycat. And bam!
Does it give a synopsis of her powers?
Better than that, it has video connect.
You mean?
We're gonna Zoom her.
Seriously? We're just gonna dial up Copycat and start talking to her on Zoom?
Yep.
You're officially nuts.
And when she tells me how to undo what I've done, then we've got to intercept Priscilla and that picture she took before she gets to Mr. Barrington.
Oh, I've already got that covered.
You do?
Yep. Let's just say I've set an elemental trap.
Priscilla, look who it is.
Mr. Barrington, that old windbag. This is too perfect.
Show him the photo of the guy in Chloe's room. She is going to be so expelled.
Mr. Barrington!
Not now, Miss Ashcroft, Miss Falkenberg. I'm running late to meet Chancellor Blottensplotch. Oh, Biddlespack.
Sir, I was going to make an appointment to talk to you about something very troubling.
Very troubling.
Fine. What is it?
It's about Chloe Green.
Miss Green?
Yes. You see, Felicity and I are very follow-the-rules type girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when we heard a boy's voice coming from Chloe's room, we were just so shocked.
Shocked?
A boy's voice? From Chloe's room?
I told you. Shocking. But there he was, hiding under Chloe's bed.
It was a horrible sight, Mr. Barrington.
I know, it's so hard to believe. That's why I have proof.
Proof.
A photo of the boy, right here in my purse. Yep, here it is.
Priscilla?
What?
The picture's on fire.
What? Oh my god!
Stop it out, Pris!
I'm stopping!
Put it out! Put it out!
Miss Ashcroft, Miss Valkenberg. I don't know what you're trying to achieve, but I'm less than amused.
But Mr. Barrington!
I suggest you spend more time with your studies and less time dreaming up practical jokes to play on faculty members. Now run along before I write both of you up. Good afternoon. I'm so very late.
She did this.
Chloe Green is so dead.
Hello?
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plot to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Ooh, this beachfront road is rather steep.
Sure is.
How's my luggage doing, Mr. Reynolds?
Doing just great, Mrs. Bittlesback. Moving them all with my sound power.
Keep it up, Mr. Reynolds. It's good to find activities in which to challenge your extraordinary abilities. Keep you on your toes.
Right.
Oh, just look at that gorgeous view of the ocean from up here. The wonderful smell of fresh sea air tickling the nostrils. Invigorating.
Super invigorating.
I detect a note of sarcasm in that tone, Mr. Reynolds. Have you any idea how fortunate you are to attend a private university nestled on a secret island in the middle of the Pacific?
Mrs. Bittlesback.
Ah, look. That must be Mr. Barrington.
Yep. Hey, Mr. B.
Ah, Mr. Reynolds. Coming down. Ah, thank you for all your help, Mr. Reynolds. Mrs. Bittlesback, I presume?
Mr. Barrington, finally.
Yes. I do apologize for arriving late. Seems universal forces suddenly conspired against my punctuality.
Well, at least you sent an envoy in your noticeable absence.
Yes.
Well, I'm just gonna keep walking up the hill here.
We'll be right behind you, Mr. Reynolds. Well, shall we? We're almost to the top.
Wonderful. Mr. Reynolds has been showing off his sound powers by carrying my luggage up the trail in some vibrational contraption.
Well, he's always finding creative new ways to utilize his powers. But I must say, I wasn't expecting you to be traveling with so much.
I'm the Director of Education for the High Council of Extraordinaires, Mr. Barrington. I carry a lot of baggage.
Apparently.
Made it! Top of the hill!
Right behind you! Ah, made it to the top. Careful with Mrs. Biddlespack's belongings, Mr. Reynolds.
It's all good. I got them all tied up in my sound net.
Such first-class service.
Let me get someone from campus to come and give you a hand, Mr. Reynolds.
Nah, I got it, Mr. B. Super easy now that I'm up here. I'll just use sound waves to form a golf cart, load up the bags, and jump in. Sorry, only room for one.
What a crushing disappointment.
Enjoy the ride, Mr. Reynolds.
Cranking the tunes. Later, Mrs. Biddlespack, Mr. B.
Ta-ta. Mr. B?
Yes?
Rather informal.
I encourage it. I like my students to feel at home.
I see.
Let's take this way back to campus, shall we?
Now then, I expect full access to faculty, staff, and students while I'm here. Permission to enter any of the campus buildings when requested, and please inform your staff that I would greatly appreciate their restraint in mentioning my sister's name while I'm on campus.
Duly noted. You know, I was surprised to hear the council was sending you here considering your new position. I presumed you'd be too busy for a visit.
Visit? Oh, I wouldn't call this a visit.
No?
It's an investigation.
Pardon?
The High Council was most displeased to learn about the recent incident with the leaked plutonium.
Ah, that. I was also displeased.
You say that as though you hold someone else responsible.
It's a complicated situation. Perhaps when you're settled in, we can have a spot of tea and...
You are the headmaster, Mr. Barrington, are you not? A good headmaster is keenly aware of what's happening on his or her campus. He has eyes in the back of his head. How could you be unaware of the dangerous experiments taking place at Power U right under your nose?
Forgive me, but I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with where this conversation is going.
Yet here we are. I prefer to be direct. It saves time.
I see.
Do you, Mr. Barrington?
Yes, I think I'm beginning to.
Good. That will make my job much easier.
Since we're being so direct with one another, Chancellor, how long do you expect to carry on with this investigation?
Until I arrive at a conclusion.
About?
Your future at Power University. Or lack thereof. My, the architecture really is quite marvelous on this campus. Tell me, which building will be accommodating my stay, Mr. B?
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com.
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just
moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plot to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.